Hello everyone, welcome back, and today I want to share with you an interesting discussion in the Paiskim regarding the prohibition of hating your fellow Jew. Loisisna esachicha b'levavecha, do not hate your fellow Jew. What are the parameters of this prohibition, and when does it apply, when does it not apply? So, there's a very interesting approach that is brought down by both the Rambam and the Chinuch. And they understand that the Isser only applies, the prohibition only applies if the animosity is pent up inside, as the pasuk indicates. The pasuk says, "Laisisna esachicha bilvavecha." The iser only is violated if the anger and the animosity is pent up inside, if it's bilvavecha. However, if you express your anger, you tell the person, "I hate you," you avoid the prohibition. Because when it's pent up inside, the hatred builds up and it gets more intense. That is the only time when you violate the prohibition. But if you actually express your feelings and you verbalize what you're upset about, in that way, you avoid the prohibition. That's the opinion of the Rambam and the Chinuch. The Ramban as well has a very interesting approach to the prohibition of Laisisas Achicha B'Avecha. It says the Ramban, the pasuk has to be read in one flow. The pasuk says Laisisa Es Achicha B'Avecha. Don't hate your fellow Jew in your heart. Rather, give him rebuke, give him admonishment. And the pasuk is telling you that you only violate the Isser if you hate him inwards. But if you give him rebuke, you avoid the Isser. So if you hate him, but you use that animosity to approach him and to confront him, and to give him rebuke for that which he did that upset you, you avoid the prohibition, because the pasuk is giving you a remedy to the prohibition. And the pasuk is saying, "Laisisna zechicha bilvavecha," don't hate him in your heart. Rather, what you should do is, give him rebuke, give him musar. Says the Stipler, there's a very practical nafkamina. There's a very practical difference that emerges from this dispute in the Rishonim, and that would be a case where, for instance, you tell him that you hate him, but you don't actually give him rebuke. You don't give him musar, but you verbalize the fact that you have animosity towards him. So according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, since you expressed your feelings, you avoid the prohibition, because the anger is not building up inside, it's not pent up. So you avoid the prohibition, but according to the Ramban, you still will violate the prohibition because you didn't give him musar. The only way to avoid the prohibition is if you actually give him rebuke, and if you just tell him that you have hateful feelings towards him, you still violate the Isser according to the Ramban. Now, why, in fact, according to the Ramban, do you avoid the Isser only if you actually give him rebuke? So the Ramban explains that there are two reasons for this. Number one, if you actually give him rebuke, perhaps he has a way of explaining his behavior. He can justify his behavior, and in that way, he can avoid the animosity that has been building up in your heart. So that's the first reason why you should express your feelings towards him and give him rebuke, because in that way, perhaps he can explain to you the rationale for his behavior, and in that way, avoid the sin. That's number one. Number two, perhaps if you express your feelings and you give him musar, he'll apologize towards you. He'll apologize to you, and then you can move on from your anger. Then you could make up with him and avoid the entire situation. At any rate, this is the machlekes. And there's a second nafkamina, and says the Stipler, what if you hate the person for no particular reason? He didn't do any wrong towards you, you just don't like the way he behaves. There's something that he does that bothers you. But it's not like that he wronged you in any way. So according to the Ramban, you're still going to violate the Isser, because the only way to avoid the Isser is to give him rebuke. But if he didn't wrong you, so there is no way to avoid the prohibition if you hate him. However, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, if you express your feelings, it's not pent up inside, you do in fact avoid the prohibition. That's the second nafkamina that is presented by the Stipler as the practical ramification of the machlekes between the Rambam and the Chinuch versus the Ramban. Now, there's one more interesting point. The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim tells us that there is an exception to the rule, and in certain situations, it's mutter to hate a person. It's mutter to hate another Jew. And that is the case of a person who sees his friend doing a prohibition. You see him doing an Isser. You see him doing Dvar Erva. You see him doing something that pertains to the Isser Arayas. But there is no Edim. There are no witnesses present to testify in Bezdin for his infraction. And you have no way of demonstrating to Bezdin that this person, in fact, sinned and therefore became Pasul Eidos or has to be punished. You have no way of bringing this forth and invalidating him in Bezdin. Says the Gemara, nevertheless, it's mutter for you personally to hate him because you saw him becoming a Rasha. You saw him doing something that rendered him a Rasha in Halacha. That's what the Gemara says. Now, Taisvis asks the following question. Asks Taisvis. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis, says that if you have two people in front of you, both of them need assistance, both of them have a donkey with a heavy load, and you have to assist your fellow Jew when he has a heavy load. The question is, one person is a person that you hate, one person is a person that you like. Who has precedence, says the Gemara? The Sayine has precedence. The person that you hate has precedence. You should help him before you help the other fellow, because when you help the person that you hate, you have the opportunity of alleviating your hatred. When you help him, perhaps you will mend the fences, you will mend your dispute, and in that way avoid the sinna that has developed. And therefore, says the Gemara, give precedence to your Sayine, to the person that you hate. Asks Taisvis, who is this person that you hate? Ostensibly, it's a person that you are allowed to hate. It's a person that you saw doing an Avera, where the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim tells us that it's mutter to hate him. And the Gemara even says that it's a mitzvah to hate this Rasha. And therefore, says Taisus, this seems to be a contradiction. The Gemara in Bava Metzia seems to say that you do what you can to avoid the hatred, and therefore you're supposed to help him before you help the other Jew, seeming to indicate that you're not supposed to hate anyone, even if you saw him doing an Isser. And the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim says that if you saw someone doing a Dvar Erva, you're allowed to hate him, there's even a mitzvah to hate him. So how do we reconcile these two contradictory teachings of Chazal? So there are two terutzim in Taisvis. So one is a terutz in Maseches Pesachim, and one is brought down in Taisvis and Maseches Bava Metzia. Taisvis and Maseches Pesachim tells us that when the Gemara says that you're supposed to help the person that you hate prior to helping the other fellow, that is referring to a hatred that is not permitted api halacha, because originally you saw him doing a dvar iser, and therefore you were allowed to hate him. You were allowed to hate him. However, says Taisvis, kamayim panim al panim. When you start to hate someone because you saw him doing a dvar iser, then he starts to hate you, because relationships are reciprocal. And when you have feelings of animosity towards him, he has those feelings back towards you, and then your hatred to him builds up, and it becomes a type of hatred that is beyond the scope of the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim that was allowed api halacha. In other words, the initial hatred perhaps was mutter. There was a certain level of animosity that the Torah permitted because he was a Rasha. He did something that was prohibited api halacha that rendered him a Rasha. But that gets out of hand. And that's what the Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia is referring to. That when that hatred is not permitted, because it got out of hand, that type of hatred you have to do what you can to avoid. And if that means helping him before helping a fellow Jew that you like, you should help the Sayine, you should help the person that you hate prior to the person that you like, because this type of hatred has gotten out of hand, and that wasn't justified or sanctioned api halacha. That is the opinion of Taisus in Maseches Pesachim. However, Taisus in Bava Metzia has a very simple answer, and says Taisus, no. Says Taisus in Bava Metzia, you really, if you see someone doing something that renders him a Rasha, you see him doing a Dvar Isser, you're allowed to hate him. You're allowed to hate him. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia, when the Gemara tells us that you're supposed to help the person that you hate prior to helping the person that you don't like, the person that you like, when the Gemara says that you give precedence to the person that you hate because we want you to get rid of those feelings of animosity, that is referring to a person that you're not allowed to hate. That's referring to a person that you simply don't like, but you didn't see him doing a Dvar Isser. In that case, you have no heter to hate him. You have no heter to despise him, and therefore, you have to do what you can to avoid the animosity, and therefore help him before you help the fellow that you like. So this is the second opinion of Tosfos. Now, according to this teretz of Tosfos, if you see someone doing a dvar iser, you do see someone doing something that renders him a rasha, there are no restrictions. You're allowed to hate him, and you don't have to assist him in any circumstance. Whereas the shita of Tosfos and Psachim is that, no, there's a limit. Only the initial hatred, the initial feeling of animosity was permitted, but eventually it turns into a hatred that is too much to be sanctioned, and then you're not allowed to hate him. Then you have to help him. You have to do what you can to avoid the hatred. How do we paskin? How do we paskin l'alacha? So it's interesting, the Rama in Cheshe Mishpat actually rules like this opinion in Meseches Bamatzia, that the hatred that we allow in Meseches Psachim, when you see someone doing, let's say, a Dvar Isser, something that pertains to Arayis, that hatred is allowed. That hatred is Mutter. And when the Gemara says in Bamatzia that you're supposed to hate the fellow, that you're supposed to help the fellow that you hate prior to helping the fellow that you like, that is referring to a person that you hate who didn't do any Dvar Isser. He didn't do anything wrong, and therefore your hatred is not justified. There is no sanction to simply hate another Jew. It's a violation of a law of leisistos echicha b'avecha. In that case, we say, help the person that you hate prior to helping the fellow that you like. However, if you see someone doing something that renders him a rasha, according to the Rama, it is, in fact, mutter to go ahead and have feelings of animosity towards him. Have yourself a wonderful day.